getting to weddings, I assume that you and Bob had one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know the way weddings are now. I'm not sure how they were, you know, back when you all were married. Probably pretty close. But if Bob had a person that sort of stood next to him during the service, what would he be called? Typically a friend of his.
Best man,
okay.
Yeah.
And if you had friends that stood by you as you were married, what would they be called?
Maid of honor,
okay.
Bridesmaids.
Okay. People who are related to you, as a general term, what would you call people who are related to you?
Relatives.
Okay. Do you ever use the word kin?
Yes.
Okay. Kin folks?
Yes.
Okay. You have any special terms for people who aren't related? Just as a way of showing that these are my kin and these aren't, that you can think of.
Non-relatives.
Non-relatives? That works. Okay. That pretty much covers the sort of personal data type stuff. I want to move on to the house. If you could you give me a description of the house, talking about rooms?
Describe our house, you mean?
Yeah, that would work. That would be. Let's assume that it's sort of like houses in general. Yeah, describe a house. Or the house you grew up in might even be better. What are some rooms you would expect to find?
Always a kitchen. I grew up on this ranch 5 miles west of town.
Okay.
And the kitchen is, of course, always the primary room in the house, a dining room, a living room, it had a parlor, and the bedrooms were upstairs.
Okay. What exactly is a parlor?
A guest room that where you had a nice sofa and some chairs for people to sit in to visit.
Okay. So is that
perhaps a piano, organ, or...
Is that something you would use much during the course of the week?
No.
So it's like mine. When I was a kid growing up, it was sort of old-fashioned. My dad said, this room is off-limits. It's actually a good policy. Because once it wasn't, that couch, they weren't made for daily
use.
Good
uh-huh.
stuff. So you had a dining room where you ate.
Great big table
okay.
in this dining room.
And that would be used for both formal, when you had people over, and daily?
Daily, primarily. We had very little formal type
okay.
dinners, and,
okay.
but we had hired men,
mm-hmm.
so there were always quite a few around the table, 3 meals a day.
So they did ranch work?
Yes.
Okay. I get to that in a bit. Did you have any other words for parlor that you can think of?
No, not especially.
Did you mention a living room?
Well, they had to, there was a living room.
Okay.
Dining room, and then you came into the living room, and the parlor was very much separate.
Okay.
Even had doors, those big sliding doors
oh,
that
really?
Closed.
Oh, okay. And so the living room would be your daily?
Yes.
Did you have a place to make a fire in the house?
No, we didn't have a fireplace, just the kitchen stove.
Okay.
And we had a furnace from the basement for heat.
Okay. You had a basement?
Yes.
Okay. Did you just walk into it from the downstairs, or did you have to go outside and go into it?
No, from the back porch.
Okay.